Oh, good morning.
Today is
National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Eat your vegetables.
Eat more vegetables.
Vegetables?
We don't eat vegetables.
What? You're not gonna eat your vegetables?
Told us he didn't want to eat his vegetables.
You didn't eat your vegetables?
It's National Eat Your Vegetable Day.
Happy National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Vegetables.
Let's start the show.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Artichokes, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, spinach. Eat your vegetables. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Leafy greens for a healthier body. Make sure they're pesticide free, of course. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show. Thanks for being here today. And I'm still getting through that group of emails that I've gotten. It takes a lot of time. It sucked being sick. 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks of not checking email, and I'm still doing it. And I tell you, if you asked me to call, I am going to get back to you. I'm just still catching up on everything. Just as everybody else seems in the world, like catching up on information of what's going on around us. It's the Monica J Show. It's live. It's local. It's FM talk. Whatever you want to talk about. If you've got something on your mind that you've got to get off your chest, talk and text 884-9910. It's that easy. You have a platform. You don't have to wait for me to invite you onto the show. Okay, when the phone lines are open, they're open for you. Now, I do have a couple of scheduled guests today who will be joining us, so we have a tendency to kind of ask people to call back. But other than that, it's your show. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Go to our websites today. Answer our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you feeling the effects of inflation yet? I have been so surprised at some of the things that I'm seeing rising in cost. And it may only be 50 cents, a dollar, but yeah, that's now. Wait for in a few months how much it's going to go up even further. Now, I know I'm not supposed to be eating fast food, but I had a craving. Got a burger and small fry, cheeseburger. Got extra for cheese. Cheeseburger and small fry. Just at the beginning of the year, that cost $6.67. Now it costs $7.77. So that's how many months? 5 months? So is that going to be another dollar on top of it in another 5 months? The way things are looking, yes, it is. What I really want to mention, though, is a take of what Armstrong and Getty was talking about. And that is the volatility of everyone around us. It's not just in fast food places. It's not just in other towns, other states. It's right here at home. I got a text from a friend, has my phone number, sent me a picture that was sent to them from one of our local members of law enforcement. Decided to go have lunch at a local business. I'm not going to mention the local business because, well, I haven't contacted them yet. So I want to make sure it's on the up and up. This officer decided to spend their time at a local business and have lunch. Well, when he picked up his lunch, on the inside of the box, it had a few choice words for him. Do your job. Now, this was in the downtown area. So I'm going to assume, but you know what happens when you assume. I'm going to assume it was in reference to the homeless and to the homeless advocates and, you know, just the way downtown's looking. But the fact of the matter is, why did they have to do that? We are putting, and I include myself because I'm PO'd about everything that's going on around us. But I talk about it to get it out of my system. I don't go up to people. I don't verbally attack them. I don't physically attack them. And nobody should. That's one of the biggest problems we have here in this country today. And all around the world. People feel that it is their right to just go up and attack people. Now, the stories that we're seeing out of San Francisco about especially the Asian community being attacked by, from what I see, the Black community of mental health. Homeless people. How is that not illegal? Where's law enforcement? I thought that's why we had law enforcement, was to protect the average citizens from just these violent attacks. What happens in the major cities always trickles down to the smaller communities. And what we have to understand, the pressure that is building, it's not somebody else's problem. It's right here. Because what happens in Reno spreads to Washoe County, spreads to Northern Nevada, spreads to the state of Nevada, spreads to our neighboring states, all across the country. Not just this country. The world. Every single thing we are seeing. Look at what went through the legislature. Supposed to be a local issue. You know, for like the county schools, pushing critical race theory through the state legislature. Wait a minute, that's a county school issue. No, they're making it a state issue. But it doesn't stop there because the feds picked it up to make it a federal issue. And that's not the only thing that they picked up. They picked up that the state legislatures around the country working on voter reform. Well, the feds decided to pick it up, yet they don't have the authority to. But they did it anyway. The pressure is building. People are getting frustrated. They didn't get their unemployment checks. They didn't get whatever they felt they were deserved. And if you were still dealing with check fraud or payment fraud from unemployment, found this interesting little story from the New American. $400 billion was stolen in COVID unemployment fraud. 70% by state-sponsored criminal organizations. Wow. All those funds that were meant to help the people. That's just one story. Then there's the other story about the fraudulent checks that are going overseas that, wow, even when they figured it out, they're still going overseas. They're trying to get the money back, yet they're still sending the payments. And the people that are receiving the payments don't want to give the money back. Imagine that. Imagine that. And yet again, they're still sending the payments out. This is your government at work. This is why the founding fathers said, no, we need to leave this stuff in the hands of the states. Smaller, more manageable state structure. That's why it's important. That's why it's important to know what's going on. Again, that's from The New American. You can check that out.
It's the new breakfast cereal that will make you get up and go, go, go! New Breakfast Blocks. Yay! It's sugar cubes rolled in frosted flakes and then covered with melted Reese's peanut butter cups. My teeth are getting sensitive just talking about them. New Breakfast Blocks. Look for Peg Leg the Pirate on the box. Arr, I just lost part of me leg eating breakfast blocks. Don't forget, type 2 diabetes causes blindness. But don't worry, because you'll love the smell and taste of new breakfast blocks. Part of this nutritious breakfast. Just make sure you eat the toast, bacon, eggs, cheese, pancakes, fruit, vegetables, orange juice, and milk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I know people hate social media. It's just, they don't want to do it. Let's make them suffer and get off of it. But you know what? It's still a source of information. So I am still on a few sites. Finally joined up with Telegram. And that actually seems to be going pretty nice. Still on Twitter, but canceled my original account because they wiped out my followers by more than half. Yeah, that was interesting. I didn't think I was being a target, but I guess I was, even little old me. So I have a new site, MJ4Nevada, if you want to find me on Twitter. But this is why I need it. This is coming out, tweet from John Robb, White House domestic terrorism strategy document is out. It's a Patriot Act on steroids. In short, it reorients Homeland Security to focus on domestic threats, unrest. Interesting. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, reminding you that nothing was done about rioters in blue cities and states across this country. Even right here in downtown Reno, by our very own Smurf, that's, you know, that blue person, Hillary Sheevy, telling law enforcement just to stand there. So do you think that with reorienting this Homeland Security to focus on domestic threats and unrest, do you think they're talking about BLM, Antifa? The people that are in this area that think they're hot, you know what? Oh, this cannot be happening. It calls for new spending on expansion of domestic data collection analysis, consolidation, sharing of intelligence on groups, individuals of interest. Groups and individuals of interest. That's interesting. Might remember a story that Melanie gave us the other day. The Washoe County Commissioners. When she was followed from the meeting by law enforcement. Discovery of transnational connections. An NSA trigger. Government-wide training on identifying and dealing with domestic threats. Government-wide training. Let me see. A bunch of people are in the streets and they set a building on fire or they ram a car into a business and starts stealing everything and looting. People are standing in front of the Reno City Hall trying to set things on fire. Yeah, I think it's kind of obvious how you should deal with domestic threats. You should go in and arrest the people doing that. Not the people who are waving flags and supporting political parties. Interesting. Expanded online surveillance and censorship. Oh, you mean they're still working with Facebook and Twitter and Apple, Google, all the rest? Legislative reforms, new criminal laws. We don't enforce the laws that we have now. Screening and vetting of all DOD, Homeland Security, and law enforcement employees. In other words, if you don't think the way we do, then you're out of here. Unbelievable. I will post the link on my webpage to this document if you would like to check it out for yourself and go through it. Because this cannot happen. The Patriot Act shouldn't have happened. This is even worse. The Patriot Act on steroids. Thank you for that. Guess what? It's Recall Thursday. That means if you're paying attention and you're the first one to call at a certain point when I call, when you text the correct answer, someone's going to win $100 today. Taking it right out of Jerry's wallet.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and every day, any day, whatever hour I can get you. We're in hour number one of the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the poll question for today on our web pages. Are you feeling the effects of inflation? Yeah, a lot of people are already. This is just the beginning. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question. Do you trust the local media to not follow a narrative and bring you accurate and researched information free of political bias? 7% said, yes, of course. You do the math. Because the others said, hell no. That's a problem. That is a huge problem. hold the people that you watch and listen to accountable. Because it's already starting. Press release put out by Joey Gilbert that he's going to be running for governor, picked up by the RGJ. Yeah. You can just read the liberal bias right into the entire article. You can just see it right there in print. He was part of the insurrection at the White House. He's involved in all these different things. There, you know, Joey must have a really good chance of winning because he's already being trashed by the liberal media. So what does that tell you? Again, they are going to try to influence people's votes by what they say. Don't take it as gospel. Whether it be a school board candidate, whether it be somebody for the city councils, the commissions, the assembly, the state senate, do your own research. Go to the events that are happening around the area. You know, if you want to go to a Mount Rose Republican Women's Club meeting or a Republican Women of Reno meeting, Reno Men's Club meeting, you don't have to be a member. When they start introducing and having candidate nights, go and listen and ask questions, important questions. Not the, you know, BS, generic, why do you want to do this? But, no, you ask questions like, if you're elected, are you going to get CRT out of our school system? If you are elected, are you going to get rid of the Office of New Americans? If you are elected, are you going to bring us back the opportunity to do raffles and make money for our nonprofits? You ask the tough questions, you get their answer, and then you hold them to it. And if they don't do it, next election, just let them know they're out. If you're in the assembly, have fun serving 2 years. If you're in the state senate, have fun serving 4 years. Hold people accountable. Let's check out a special event that is going on today. I'll be back to my little rants here in just a moment. First off, though, I want to welcome Denise Quirk back to the show. And she is the director of the Reno Problem Gambling Center. And there's a big...
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. Now, are you all ready for the open house today?
We are, and we're so excited to have people come. Our goal is to have 200 or more people come and participate and get a special surprise and have pink tacos and Kona shaved ice. And then, of course, come in and get out of the heat where we have air-conditioned comfort at the Reno Problem Gambling Center and take the tour and hear about our new recovery maintenance program.
You know, this is great, Denise, because, you know, even people who, you know, are just kind of wanting to dip their toe into the thought that maybe a family member has a problem, this is a great way just for them to do a little discovery mission.
It is, and boy, it's no coincidence that you said dip their toe, Monica. We have a very special wading pool out in front with little patriotic surprises floating in them. So we want people to come and have fun while they're asking whatever questions they want to ask. All of our staff is here and ready to answer and help.
Yeah, with the inflation and with wages not, you know, for some people not where they're supposed to be, people gambling away what they need to survive is, that's a tough pill to swallow. And
it's really strange. You're right. The one thing about the pandemic that has been most upsetting to me is people, whether they had a gambling problem or not, starting to think that they could go and gamble as a way of making money. And that's the one thing we want to call attention to. It is not a way to make money.
So if people want to come to the open house and learn more about the Reno Problem Gambling Center, where is it today and what are the time limits?
Yes, ma'am. It is at 527 Humboldt Street, just off of California in Midtown. We're going to be here full on having lots of fun between 11 and 3, and we are asking for people to come and do a service project as well. We're putting together 200 wellness kits for our homeless folks.
That is awesome. So you can learn and give back at the same time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What's the address again?
It's 527 Humboldt Street in Reno, and you can find us at renopgc.org or call us at 284-5335. And we thank you, Monica, for your love and support of us and all of our community partners.
Anybody that can help someone else when they think they're alone, that's got my love. Denise, thank you for joining me today, and you have an awesome event, which you better get to it. It starts in 20 minutes.
It's time.
It's
time. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Denise. You know, this is what it's about. It's about helping each other and making sure that, you know, we're giving people the truth. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go down and just put a few quarters in and it's not going to be a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. Because you're going to sit down there and you're going to keep doing it. And that's what some people rely on. Thank you, Mon. I appreciate that. This is exactly what we're seeing. Little quote here from Murray Rothbard. The natural tendency of government, once in charge of money, is to inflate and to destroy the value of currency. Yeah. That's exactly what we're seeing right now, especially with Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. It's been so easy for us to see. And yet people refuse. People refuse. People like employers refusing to understand that this shot that people are trying to mandate, that governments are trying to force on people around the world, is an experimental drug. And the deaths are piling up because you're the guinea pig. Just received a few emails. It's one thing to me if one or two emails come in, but when I'm flooded with emails and texts, it's very disturbing about employers forcing people, intimidating people, threatening people. Here's just a little reminder that you can find at childrenshealthdefense.org. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a student, or you're an employer, an employee, federal law prohibits mandates of emergency use COVID vaccines. The tests, the masks, all of it. And if you don't know what prohibits means, you might want to look it up. So if you go to childrenshealthdefense.org, you can find three different resources you can use to inform your school or your employer that they are breaking the law. You have options. But here's the deal. The left is in charge, or at least they think they are. And you might have to suffer to exercise those options. Are you up for it? That's the big question. Are you up for it? More and more people are getting a backbone. More and more people are growing a spine. This is not up for our elected representatives to decide to do. It is up to us. Give your employer the information that they need to understand that they're breaking the law. Be ready for them to not understand it and to maybe punish you. But I tell you, there are employers all over this city, this county, this state looking for good employees. Because the Biden administration, you know, until they lift all those freebies, people just don't want to go back to work because they're living high on the hog right now. They're living on free money. No work and free money. But it's not free money, is it? It's coming from you. It's coming from me. It's coming from people who have the values and the moral sense that I want to work. I want to earn what I take home. If you think an employer is not paying you what you're worth, then what the hell are you staying there for? Go find something else. Well, I don't have the education to. Then go get the education. No one is holding you back except for you. That's why it's so hard to get people to run for political office. Because they're holding themselves back. Oh, it's going to cost a lot of money. Yeah. It's going to cost probably $500,000 for me to run for Nevada Senate. Why? Because the powers that be make it that hard. You have to counter all of the bad press, all of the bad media that is going to come out of the general media that is pretty much all liberals. You want to figure out your favorite newscasters or your favorite reporters that aren't liberal? They're the ones who have left lucrative positions. And we have a lot of them here in Northern Nevada. They decided to go do something else. Was it really about the money? Or was it that they were tired of being silenced? And they don't have the backbone like Ivory, the woman from Fox News who decided to, well, you know, I'm just going to blow this all up and tell the truth. Because many of our local newscasters and reporters have told me flat out many a time when I suggest different stories, no, that's got to go through our news editor. It's got to go through the producer. It's got to go through the management. So that just tells me they're blocking the information that you need. So she did it on a national level. Good for her. When will we see the local people come out? Print. All the different agencies that are online now charging you for content. Yeah. Take a good long look on how that content is written. Because you're not getting the full picture. And that is a travesty going into an election year. Because that just tells me you're not going to get the truth.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
This Father's Day, I'm having the kids make homemade cards and homemade breakfast for my husband. I mean, seriously, let him suffer for once.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody does have a price. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I wonder what the price was for the FBI. I'm serious. It is coming out all over the place now about the involvement of the FBI with the January 6th event. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a planned event. One of the places I like to go for news, it's called revolver.news. You can check it out for yourself. Independent journalists. Let's see. How many stories do they have here? Unindicted co-conspirators, in January 6th case raises disturbing questions of federal foreknowledge. Not just that, though. Dirty cops. FBI agents admit to falsely accusing internationally renowned Chinese professor. Professor of being a spy. This is all since I had that COVID test and they jammed it up into my brain. Thank you very much. Dirty agents professionally ruined beloved Tennessee professor and placed him on no-fly list. FBI used false info, false pretexts to spy on professor and son for over 2 years. Let's see. After failing to prove Chinese professor was a spy, FBI railroaded him on trumped-up charges. Boy, the list just goes on and on. These are all different stories regarding the FBI. A few bad eggs. A few bad apples. The FBI in general, they do their job. They do what they need to do. But others, well, not so good. Not so good at all. FBI agents from the corrupt actions of Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, Bill Precep, James Baker, James Rybicki, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and others as evidence came to light revealing that the top brass at the Bureau worked to create an insurance policy, remember, that could be used to overthrow the Trump presidency from office. Now, if they are willing to do that, do you think railroading the American people is some big thing for them? No, it's not. It's just another day at the office. That's why when people threaten you, when people try to intimidate you, whether it's law enforcement or your employer, you need to know, I'm here for you. It's the Monica Jay Show. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk and 923FMTalk.com and 991FMTalk.com. Answer today's poll question while you're there and check out my page.